I said that there were two pillars to what we call spirituality. One is knowing, and the other is doing. So the knowing is what was just described, speaking about the nature of you, and recommending that a person looks into their own nature, to look within for those mysterious answers to the questions which I put when I first started talking. What is this life? Who am I? What's going on? What is the purpose? What's the meaning of me? The answers to that are not in objective science. The answers to that are in looking within at what this is and having those eyes open to what this is. So that's the knowledge part. And then the reading we heard earlier then moved on to something else. It said this: when one lacks discrimination and the mind is undisciplined, the senses run hither and thither like wild horses. So this instrument that we have as people can be improved. Its forces can be gathered. It can have a direction. The traits of mind which move in me can have some positive influence. This is obvious. This is nothing special I'm saying. It's obvious. I can start to choose to direct my faculties towards something beautiful, something positive, something kind, something fulfilling, something compassionate, something auspicious. I put it to you, this is the normal human drive. I mean, human beings have something in them which wants to be kind, wants to find love, wants to exert some positive experience in these 90 years. Why? Tigers don't do that. But we do. There is some evolutionary force in humanity, in the bulk of humanity, in the main of humanity, which wants to assign a more beautiful future to you, for you. This is a fabulous impulse. It deserves to be recognized, grasped, allowed, invited, acted upon. So the charioteer, driving the chariot, selects a roadway down which to travel. And there are many, many roads. But the intellect in you, your ordinary intellect, your wisdom, tries to find an answer to what is the primary desire in my life? What is the primary impulse? And then to assign these faculties into that direction. Because without doing this, as the Upanishad says, the senses run hither and thither through all the days, chasing what? Chasing what? Perhaps your days are filled with duties and responsibilities, I understand. It's a complicated life. I'm sure we'll discuss it when we have questions. It's a complicated life. But is there not a part of the mind that can be enlivened towards spirituality? And should not that part of the mind be developed and expanded and grow amidst all the other responsibilities that there are? And shouldn't that part of the mind become primary and precious and meaningful? And isn't that the answer to where my meaning comes from? Doing our duty in life has a meaning. Supporting our family has a meaning. Bringing up children has a meaning. Fulfilling your ambitions has a meaning. Succeeding in whatever practical life and career you have has a meaning. Studying something has a meaning. These all have meanings. But they all pass. They are temporary. They're not unimportant, but they're temporary. They are incidents in life. None of them, nothing has a permanence. Nothing. It's like that, isn't it? Everything is temporary and everything is passing all the time, day after day after day after day after day. Even something which has been stable for 9 years changes, alters, and eventually fades. This is true for everything you've ever experienced in your life, because it's a reality of nature. But that which is experiencing it, that consciousness, that soul that I spoke of, that Atman, that self, is the only permanent element in your whole life. Because when I said to you before that this category was there when you were 4 and 15 and 19 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60, what I didn't say is it's the same. That freshness of awareness, that freshness of knowing what's happening, that freshness experienced you when you were 4, experienced you when you were 22, is experiencing you now in this room, in this second, and will carry on like that, reliably, stably, securely, for your whole life. Everything else will pass and fade and change. But this will not. And once a person begins to recognize that sincerely, then an interest awakes to discover what that is. This word discrimination is a big word in Vedanta and a big word in yoga. It's a nice word. It's what the intellect is doing, discriminating. Directing attention away from this and towards this. Looking into the nature of things, not taking things on face value. Trying to understand and answer those important questions. What am I? Who am I? What is this life? Where is God? That discriminating ability is the savior from ignorance. The ability to look into that which is stable and secure and nourishing and rich and full and permanent, which we call spirit, and to take interest in that, because that which is stable and secure and rich and full and has permanence is of more value than that which is changing and is unreliable and is instable and temporary. I'm going to stop talking. We'll have 10 minutes to just experience what it is I'm talking about. Then we'll have a break for tea. Then we'll come back and have discussion on anything you want to ask.